Welcome to today's Sincere Milk of Monday, the 15th of December 2025. Today's topic is The Talking Donkey. Our text is taken from Numbers chapter 22 verse 28. And Balaam rose up in the morning and saddled his ass and went with the princes of Moab. And God's anger was kindled because he went, and the angel of the Lord stood in the way for an adversary against him. Now he was riding upon his ass, and his two servants were with him. And the ass saw the angel of the Lord standing in the way, and his sword drawn in his hand. And the ass turned aside out of the way, and went into the field. And Balaam smote the ass, to turn her into the way. But the angel of the Lord stood in a path of the vineyards, a wall being on this side, and a wall on that side. And when the ass saw the angel of the Lord, she thrust herself unto the wall, and crushed Balaam's foot against the wall, and he smote her again. Verse 26. And the angel of the Lord went further, and stood in a narrow place, where was no way to turn either to the right hand or to the left. And when the ass saw the angel of the Lord, she fell down under Balaam, and Balaam's anger was kindled, and he smote the ass with a staff. And the Lord opened the mouth of the ass, and she said unto Balaam, What have I done unto thee, that thou hast smitten me these three times? And Balaam said unto the ass, Because thou hast mocked me, I would there were a sword in mine hand, for now would I kill thee. And the ass said unto Balaam, Am not I thine ass, upon which thou hast ridden ever since I was thine unto this day? Was I ever wont to do so unto thee? And he said, Nay. Verse 31. Then the Lord opened the eyes of Balaam, and he saw the angel of the Lord standing in the way, and his sword drawn in his hand. And he bowed down his head and fell flat on his face. Key verse. Numbers chapter 22 verse 28. And the Lord opened the mouth of the ass, and she said unto Balaam, What have I done unto thee, that thou hast smitten me these three times? Animals have their special language with which they communicate with each other. The language of the cows is different from that of birds. Each species have their own special way of communication. For human beings, we have a universal way of talking with one another. The only difference is in the language of different tribes. Animals are not created to talk like humans. There was only one exception, and it was Balaam's donkey. This was to show the world that is our God. He has power to do all things. He can make animals and even the stones to speak if he so desire. Balaam did not listen to God. Perhaps he would listen to his donkey. Balaam's selfish heart was leading him, not his desire to do what God wanted. We know this because God was very angry when Balaam left with the messengers of King Balak to go and curse Israel. Although a donkey cannot speak, God used the donkey's voice to speak to Balaam. God wanted to warn Balaam before his stubborn heart got him into big trouble. Sometimes we may hear God speaking to us through the Bible or by the voice of the Holy Spirit inside us, but our hearts want to do something else, and so we pretend not to hear. Learn to listen patiently and carefully to what God is saying so that the voice of His Spirit in your heart is not drowned out by other voices telling you what to do. Prayer for today. Lord, I bless you because all power belongs to you. In Jesus' name, Amen. Further reading. 2 Peter chapter 2 verse 15 to 16. For more spiritual nourishment from the Sincere Milk Devotional for Kids, visit us at www.sinceremilk.app or follow the link on the website to download the Daily Manna mobile app. God bless you.